Ready to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you for being here this morning, and please fill in as much as you can. There's a huge, you know, like some kind of party going on in those two rooms, and so we had to like try and give us some airspace so that we could all hear and not be overpowered by the music. So if you could just scoot in as much as possible so that latecomers can come in on the aisles, you know, kind of make yourselves in the middle so that hopefully we won't have to drag in more chairs from other places. That would really, really help our everybody, because you know how we are. Five more minutes. And then everybody's late. Okay. I want to start with Sheila. Where did she go? There she is. Okay, she's going to introduce our keynote speaker.
Okay. Very good. Good morning, everybody. Well, you are really in for a treat. I heard Lola speak at an event a couple of months ago, and I approached her, and I said I have to have you speak at the convention. And I've seen Lola before. She's in intergroup. She's very active in intergroup, and she's very beautiful. And she does a lot of service, and those are all interesting things. Those are the common denominators of people that I've chosen as the speakers, are people who do a lot of service. They have a great recovery, but it's not so much, it's not at all. We know this. It's not at all how they look. It's all the transformation that happened within, and then it can't help but show up on their body. But Lola is just this beautiful, beautiful woman, and she has a really wonderful vocation that she really is moving forward with in CEA HAL, and that is she's very interested, and I'll let you tell her tell you more about it, but she's very interested in being of service to people who are medically challenged and have had recommendations like things like lap band and the surgeries and different things like that, and for whatever reason, those are not things that they're choosing, I think, thank goodness, but she's very interested in working with those people, and so she just has a real specific group of people that she wants to be of service to, of loving service to, and so would you please join me in welcoming our wonderful closing speaker, the beautiful Lola G. Lola! Lola!
Hey, everybody. Does this work? Oh, good. Okay. I had asked. I said, am I going to be able to move around? Because I'd really like to be close to my sponsor. Oops, I won't move too much. So anyway, my name is Lola, and I am a grateful, just enormously grateful compulsive eater in recovery today. And I say today because I don't know about tomorrow, and that's okay. I'm just here now. And by the grace of God, I'll just qualify real quick, but I have been in program and abstinent 4 years and 5 months, and I do sponsor on all levels, and I'm just amazed at just the time that's flown. I remember sitting here, well, in another place last year, and I remember hearing the speaker, closing speaker, and I said, wow, that's something really, just filling. I felt like I got full, but the good kind of full. I said, wow, that just filled me up. When I left, I left here with so much joy and so much gratitude. And our theme for the convention is happy, joyous, and free. And Sheila approached me and she said, well, what topic would you like to pick? I said, you know, it's too soon. I don't know. I have no idea. And I said, you know what? I am going to kind of tie it in with the theme. I really feel, because I want to know for me, and also, you know, when you're asked to speak or you're asked to do a workshop or you're asked to do something other than your usual, you know, service at meetings, make the coffee, sponsor, whatever. When you're asked to do something beyond that and you say, you know what, can you do intergroup, you know, can you set time aside to prepare a workshop or come be a speaker, it gives you the opportunity, at least it's given me the opportunity to read more, to pray more, to meditate more. And I know that's what it's worked for me. So to stay here today, to be abstinent today, meant that I got to read more, I got to talk to people more, I made more outreach calls, and that helped me work my program. So this is for us, but this is also giving away the message is also for me. And I wanted to pass around some pictures. I'm only going to pass around a few. And just so that I can get this moving along, I'll send my
picture ID, which is what I carry with me everywhere I go, of what I used to be like. And I have one which you saw last night at the fashion show, my sister and I. And the last picture I want to show is my family. This is my blood family. You're my family. But these are my brothers. This is my brother, my three sisters in recovery, and my mother, by the grace of God, are also what makes part of my joyful living. Before I really get into the story, I wanted to thank all of you, and especially Ray. Where's Ray? Where is she? I wanted to thank Ray. Because I know we don't put people on pedestal, but my God, I have so much admiration. And I have a lot of gratitude because of people like you that are willing to 12-step, who are willing to carry the message in everything you do in every possible way, and then give every single ounce of what you've got to help me stay in recovery and live another day like this in joy. I can only say thank you. You've given me a lot. And I don't want to embarrass anybody, but do we have any newcomers or people that are just brand new to the convention, first timers here? Wow. Can you stand up? Would you mind standing up so that we can greet you and just say thank you for being here? Yeah. Right. You're the new life in our program, and I thank you. Each and one of you, I'm so glad you're here, because this is what fills me. This is what I'm going to take back with me. That the times we shared, the dancing we did, right? That was fun. And all of you who participated and who came from far away, it fills me, and thank you for also. That's part of the filling process. So let me get back to why I felt that I wanted to pick joy amongst the topics for today, right? So I went in and I Googled it, and I said, well, let me get analytical about it. I have a sponsor who says, let me look it up. So I'll read you just a short note. Can someone tell me before 5 minutes are up, just so that I know? 5 minutes, before the 5 minutes of over, okay? So, wait a second here. I don't have it. But anyway, happy. What was happy? Happy feels like, like somebody talked about yesterday. You could be in a funeral and remember something funny about the person that was deceased or something that they did. And, I remember, talking about my aunt when she passed away, and we had funny stories to share. We had a happy moment even though we were in sorrow. Yeah? It's not having this, for me, it wasn't the same feeling all at once, one or the other. But you can think back of people even though you miss them, but you had a happy thought, right? Having joy is different to me. Having joy is beyond the smile, Everybody smile. Thank you. I needed that. It's beyond the smile. It's beyond what I see in your face. Joy to me is hope. It's a deep, grounded, down here, pit of my stomach feeling of just well-being and hope. And I know that if I'm, struggling, and if I know that there's a really hard storm in my life, that when the storm's over, there's this rainbow, right? And then there's this promise of a better tomorrow. And then if I got through it today and I kept my eye on the prize, which is that rainbow, then I know it's okay. I may feel sad, but I don't lose my joy. I don't lose my joy. That stays. Joy, for me, has been this new way of living, this perfect design that God put forth in my life today. Joy, to me, is working the 12 steps. And just when you think you've gotten there, like, wow, I really feel at peace, and I'm really serene, and I'm really grateful, I'm feeling so good, and all of a sudden, somebody comes by at a workshop and says, hey, how about a more deeper 10th step? And I just gave the 10th step away, right, like about 2 weeks ago, it felt like. And I put months of effort into it. And then there's always more. I keep getting gifts. I keep getting gifts. To me, joy is the equal or equivalent to hope. It is just life. It's just there. I have faith that this program just continues to grow and grow and grow. And it's because of people that have arrived here with this message. And I've heard it on another workshop as well. I was blessed with not being the first speaker or the lunch speaker, because I got to take everything of what you've told me and bring it here and say, wow, I'm really amazed. One of the ladies I spoke to had started, you know, Becky had started some of the workshops, some of the meetings in her area in Utah. And I know that for me, that's how I sponsor. I have asked my sponsee, which they didn't like, but I said, hey, when you finish your 3 months, might want to look around at a place where you can have a meeting. Maybe it's pushy. Maybe it's too soon. Maybe it's scary. But every sponsee is different. And we read them. We read them because God helps us. Some sponsors, you say, you know what, just call in your food in the morning and then call me in the afternoon for your food in the afternoon if it's what you need today. But when you're ready, you're ready. And I encourage you when you sponsor, you think of, you know what, I'm not going to be your food sponsor. I'm not going to be your inventory sponsor. I want a commitment. I want to be your life sponsor. I want, maybe not sponsor you for life is what I'm saying, but I want 24 hours a day to be with you, to walk next to you, to take you and to guide you through maintenance if you're not there yet. I want to see maintenance for you. And not because it's physical, but because that means you've walked through the 12 steps. Anybody know the term two-stepping? Yeah? Okay, that's very common, and I did that. I did that a lot when I first started program. Man, grab people on the street. I felt desperate. Like, God, I have to help these people. And the more I became involved in program, the more I realized that, you know what, it is not about promoting it. Although we do have to spread the message, because we have something. Your life has completely changed. You didn't know this, but you have this seed in you. You've been given a very beautiful gift. We can choose to grow a flower, but you can choose to keep it to yourself. It's nice to know this, but it feels 10 times better when you tell another about this. So my message today is how to stay joyful for me, and this is what works for me. Number one, I feel that I cannot dwell on negative thinking. Okay, that is my first and most important thing. And if I can focus and redirect my thoughts and what God wants for me, that is how I can live joyful and free today. Okay. And so I realized that, you know, I didn't come up with this. This is not a concept I came up with. I have to be happy, joyous, and free, and I have to, how do I clear my mind? You gave me this. People like Ray brought messages to me and said, hey, there's these 12 steps that if you do them, you'll eventually end up with a spiritual awakening. But you need to do the legwork. You have to do this. And I looked at people in recovery, and I looked at Ray, I looked at a bunch of other people, and I said, I want what they have. You know, what is this? You know, I want what they have. And they told me, well, it's like buying insurance, right? It's like buying insurance. If you invest in it, and you start putting a little bit in your spiritual bank, and you say, well, this is just for a rainy day, just in case I might have a little savings account, whatever it is that you want to invest in, or you want to put a savings aside, it's insurance that I won't slip. Doesn't mean I won't, because I don't know about tomorrow, right? But I can tell you for today, I can draw from that spiritual bank. And that's our 11th step. But in between to get there, before I could quiet my head, I had to get rid of all the negative thinking, and that was 4th step for me and 5th step. So little as it goes, I moved from a two-stepper to someone who really hated the inventory. I dreaded it, actually. To someone who eventually worked the 12 steps, and then I found that peace. I found it, and I don't want to let it go. I have known in my life before how I have let gone the, the faith that without works is dead. I've had that happen to me before when I was a younger person, and I felt I had found my higher power, but I stopped doing service. Oops, I'm stuck. I stopped doing service. I stopped taking action, and I sat on my loins. And you know what? I lost it. I lost the faith. When I came here, I was really broken, and you helped me. You put my little feathers back on my wings, right? So I wanted to also go over and say, hang on, let me see here. I wanted to show that not only do I take God's direction, I have full acceptance that God has a plan for me. I believe this 100%. I used to not know where I was going. I kind of just end up where I end up. Oh, well, this is where I could be. Relationships, work, whatever. And now I want more. I do. I want more. I want a better relationship with my husband. I want to learn more at my work. I don't want to be just there. I want to be able to earn my title, if you can say that. I don't want to be stagnant. I talked to my sponsor yesterday, and I was sharing, and she explained to me something real beautiful. And I repeat things to what she says, because these are words of wisdom, okay? So I share them with other people. So, you know, it's like having a fountain of water, and when the fountain stays there, it becomes stagnant. But if you let the water run through, then it becomes life, and then it spreads. I said, yeah, and that's so true. That's how I feel. I have something, and I have to give it away. If I let it sit, it's going to be stagnant, and I'm not growing. If you haven't started working on your steps, please start working on them. You can give yourself so much more. Also, I wanted to let you know that if you work diligently with others, you can keep your joy, okay? I'm not going to give away my joy if I decide that I'm going to work diligently. It's not just work with others. It says work diligently with others, right? And I know I picked that up in other conventions and other workshops. I am a work in progress. Keep going. Don't let anything stop that. Keep moving. If you stop, you're moving backwards. You're not moving in program, then you can expect that eventually the joy leaves us. You might feel a little happy sometimes, but the joy, the deep down rooted, that's my connection with my higher power, and I will go. I don't have the luxury to sit. If you're not doing service, think about it. Being here is service to ourselves, so I very much doubt anybody here doesn't do service. Be specific when you ask for God's wisdom and direction. I know that I was very vague about God and like, well, I don't want to ask for anything because I'm very selfish. I am. I said, no, I've done that all my life. God doesn't want that for me. That didn't work. I just want. I made a list. And somebody told me, be specific. Ask him exactly what you want, but this is the key. You expect to get it. Expect to get exactly what you ask for, because he will do it. And that is faith. That is faith. And when it happens, and you say, wow, this is true. Every single thing happened exactly how he wanted it to be. And if it doesn't, that's also a prayer answered, but with a lot of specifics. I want this. And that, to me, is also changing our negative thinking into positive action. I have already envisioned it. Therefore, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time, and it's not my time, it's God's time, right? And another thing I wanted to say is, what's the difference between being sober, abstinent, versus white-knuckling it, or just stopping for today, versus staying stopped, right? How to stay stopped. That is the difference between how you can find joy in this program. By working the 12 steps, we get to stay stopped, right? And that means not just a pause and then not like thinking about later on I'm going to eat. You know, I can't wait to get out of here or whatever. You know, it's one of those things. It's now, right this moment, I feel freedom, right? Which takes me on to the next term that we picked for the convention, the freedom. When I looked it up, I remember freedom was about not being enslaved to, free of choice, free of will. And I thought, wow, that is so program. That is for me, my program. I am free. I don't tell people, you know, oh, I don't get to do this or I don't get to do that. I don't get to. It's not like that. I get to. I get to do a program. I get to work the steps. I get to call a sponsor. I have seen the difference between seeing it as I'm not depriving myself. I'm giving myself a gift, the gift of abstinence. I get to keep it because of the way I think it's my perception of how I see my abstinence today. If I have starting thinking negative thinking, I know better, and I call my sponsor. She says, "Why am I thinking this?" And she'll really walk me through it, and usually something key that I know that I've been trying to trust myself in. But I wanted to tell you, you know, if you still feel like you're white knuckling and you're really having a hard time, pray, ask, and I guarantee you it'll happen. But when you ask, believe that it's gonna happen. Just know it's going to happen. When we come here, we come really broken. And you help us put together, back the little pieces one at a time. I have been blessed with a wonderful family in recovery as well. And that's another part of how I can keep my joy, because I know that we have strength in numbers. This is my family. I have people here that I know love me unconditional, because I know they have their higher powers loving them, and that's how I know that I'm love unconditional, because I can reverse that like a mirror. Also, feeling freedom is that if this convention, we were able to find one person who wants what we have and they're willing to go to any length to get it, then it's worth it, right? If one person came out of here and said, "You know what? I want what they have. I want that peace. I want the obsession lifted. I want to not think about food, or I don't want to see this as a deprivation of what I'm missing. I want, if we could have one person, then it was all worth it. All worth it. And all of the time that it took, and my gosh, Karen, where's Karen? Oh, gosh. And all the time, all the phone calls, all of the meetings, everything. Yes. Yeah. Every single one of you who prepared. One of the ladies that lost her jewelry, everywhere, from the fashion show to the people who helped prepare this, you know, people beyond that we don't even know that, you know, helped cook our meals. They were so delicious, you know. All these people that went all this into the convention, people in the parking lot, everyone, the big picture. It was worth it. If one person said, "I want to live free, I want to have joy, I want to live like you do." And that, for me, is freedom, that I'm able to carry that message. Another thing I like to share with you is guarding against potential slips, and I'm not talking about food slips. I'm talking about spiritual slips. And that is part of what my list of my joys are. If at times I'm feeling down, I write. I do a lot of writing. That's one of the things I really love the most. And I make a gratitude list. Lately, I've been doing something that I call like a visualization, where I do writing, but of things I've accomplished. Like if I say in 10 years from now, what have I accomplished? And on the top of the list is today I was absent. Today I was absent. And not because of my doing, because God enables me. I believe nothing out of me has any willpower at all. I have no willpower, and that's why I'm in a 12-step program that helps me with this addiction. But God can do anything and does for me what I cannot do. So one of the lists, I kept thinking, okay, by this time I have, you know, done this, 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 and this, and this. But on the top of my list is, today I was abstinent. And that's above beyond. And I have people that love me in recovery that know that for me, if I put my program first and foremost, everything else seems to fall in place. I didn't have a real direction as far as religious-wise, and we're not a religious program, right? But because of this program, I'm able to go back to roots that I didn't know existed for me, and places that I thought, I just thought I was there because of chance or whatever. I was born into that. But I'm really finding myself in a more deeper way, and I think it's because of all of the soul-searching we do. Everyone has a different path, but eventually we get to the same place. Like, you know, I'm grateful for that, because in that journey I've learning to keep my joy. I've had a lot of challenges, but never like some of you have shared. Some of you shared about, you know, sickness and, you know, loss and all of these other tragic things in your life. And you know what? It's easy to stay abstinent. So easy, right? Not easy as in sense that it's not an easy program. No, it's a simple program. Not easy, but simple. Pretty basic. You do this, and this happens. It's the results. You want to continue to do what you've been doing? Well, you just get the same common results, right? But if you want something different, then you work a different program. So for me, if I continue to do this, that means I've built a spiritual bank. So when the time comes when I will have problems, because that is life, it's okay, I know I can draw from that spiritual bank and God will guide me through whatever happens. And I can look at it with just hope, again, because you get to keep that, even if you're sad, right? And you're able to walk through it. And when you do that, you also become the carrier of the message, right? We're not important, but with the message you have, you can keep and you can continue to give that. So I love to hear people when they say, you know what, I did this, I had a problem, but you know what, I was abstinent. And I didn't white knuckle it. I was really abstinent because God know I know I get through it with God's help. Another message for me has been just coming here has God is it just amazes me. I get to share just family. I didn't expect to be doing the family and recovery workshop. It just kind of happened. You know, well, that's what happens when you have a sponsor that's in charge of workshops. By the way, you kind of end up doing them. And you end up signing up for stuff you didn't even know existed. Like, what? What is that? But I thank God for that loving guidance, that loving encouragement, right? Because if it wasn't for that, I don't know where I'd be today. I don't know. But I know that I can safely say that I'm here now, and I pray that I'm here next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. If I continue to do what I'm doing today, I don't see why it wouldn't work, right? If I wanted to do something different, then I'll do something different. And I don't want to experiment that either, because I don't know how many recoveries I have left in me. I don't know how many chances I get. You and I both know, all of us here, you've known someone who's died of this disease. In fact, we just talked about one today. I'm talking about my sister. One of the pictures that I had in my pitch book was we were at a restaurant and she was eating with us. And I said, you know, that was the last time you saw her, right? And she said, yeah. And that was the last time we saw her. She had died of a stroke. And she was 38. And she left a child behind, who's 13 at the time. And he had heart issues himself, which is where the irony of the whole thing is. He was born with something wrong with his heart, and he had three open heart surgeries by the time he was 13. And she always expected, I'm going to take care of my son. But it ended up being that in the last days when she was in the hospital, she didn't recognize me. She couldn't eat on her own and eventually passed on. And I was angry. So that was one of the people asked, well, don't you ever like feel sad? I could hear you on the other side of the room. We knew where you were because we could hear you laughing. And I said, yeah, hello. I have all of the feelings that God gives everybody. We kind of get a set of feelings. And then they say, okay, you can use these feelings, but don't abuse them, right? One of the things that we were talking about was with my friends. Like, see, I can still think about it. And we had, you know, nicknames for each other. And anyway, and she when she passed away, I cried. I cried, and I remember thinking, why not because why happened to her? How come I'm so lucky? How come they can't have what I got? Why is it that I found recovery and she was not able to? And that's the part where I learned to detach, let go. I'm only responsible for carrying the message. God will take care of the results. And the more I practice that and the more I let that go and let it in God's hands, the better it felt for me, and I was able to keep my joy for that moment. And I do believe that if I can just carry on this message to one other person, on a daily basis, we come across just chance encounters of who knows where, you know, work, whatever, and an opportunity we get. But I really, really want you to just consider, if you haven't, you know, if you can sponsor another level, great, so that you can sponsor one other person. I don't know how we would have gotten here, obviously, if there wasn't a word of mouth, and then our, you know, AA member, founder members wrote the book because they knew that they had to get this out. They could not keep it. they knew that if they didn't find another alcoholic, this was going to just disappear. And it was funny because I think it was it Bill that finally took about six sponsees, six attempts before finally he got able to get one to stick around and say, okay, I'm willing to walk this with you. It took six attempts. So now what happens is, you know, don't give up. If your sponsees are slipping, don't give up. That means you stayed abstinent. You stayed abstinent, you know. And also, if you have felt that discouraged or it's not working, you know, you can get to start over again. That's it. You get every single day an opportunity to start over again. So don't give up. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep on. Take this message. Give it away, or you won't keep it. And that's not why we're giving it away. We give it out of gratitude. Because I hate to see someone go without the opportunity that I got. I wanted to... How much time do I have? More minute and that's it? Oh, wow. Did I talk too much? Ooh! Okay, so this is what if I may, I'm just going to just go over one thing. I'll share one thing with you. And I had gotten my 30 days of abstinence, and my sponsor said, it's time to get your chip. I said, what? Get a chip. Oh, I don't want one of those. She said, why? They're going to think I'm bragging. I'm going to go up there and get a chip and like, ooh, look at me, you know. And she said, no, it's not about you. Get over that. It's about giving someone hope, giving another person a chance to see this really works. It works today. And it can work for you, it can work for me, it can work for anyone as long as you want it. And I'm going to leave you with one thought that I just meditated on this morning. If you would, please, you can just gather and grab the hand of someone that's next to you. You don't have to stand up. Just grab your hand. I think this is the last time that what I have a minute left, they said. So I'll make it quick. But if you can, just close your eyes. And I just want you to consider this and maybe just make you think about it for a little bit. But I prayed on this. I said, God, I ask of you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with every desire within me to find your love in all of the people that I come across today, for all the places that I go, and for all the actions that I take. Remind me constantly that your love is unconditional. Allow me to be in peace and to give it away. Don't allow me to hoard my joy. As we pass the candle, and I'm thinking of someone that talked about candles and giving of light, we give a part of us to another. May the See How purpose be also my personal purpose in life so that I can find direction. If I struggle, bring me another light to keep me warm. I will not just absolutely refuse to get cold again. It has happened to me before, and I can't afford another separation from my higher power. May I go home today and help build a new home there in my city if I don't have a life meeting. I pray that in 3 months of abstinence, a lot of willingness to do and help another, and that at your pace, I grow a flower from the seed that you have planted. And I pray with all of my heart and my soul, amen. And I want to thank you for allowing me to be your speaker today. Thank you.
Convention has been amazing, and just take what Lola just said and carry it with you always, because it's true. Fortunately, we're running out of time as per usual. Sherry, would you like to come up and make a few announcements?
Hi, I'm Sherry again, compulsive eater. Okay. Again, everyone, for Karen. I also want to acknowledge, if any of your committee is still here, to please stand up. Karen's committee. Job well done. I also want to acknowledge all of those, and I don't know who you are out there, that weren't specifically on the committee but did a hell of a lot of work with the committee members to help keep everything flowing this weekend. So a good hand to you all. One small housekeeping. I did go up to the front desk, and we do need to be out here as close to 12 o'clock because they do not have any late checkout. They have people coming in right after us. So just to make sure that, go ahead and get your stuff. There's no reason why you can't congregate in the lobby, but get your stuff out of the room because they need to clean them. I also have, and I'm pleased to announce, the chair for next year's convention. Suzanne, where are you? She will not be alone. There are two specific intergroups who have offered to really help her, and I know that there's a lot of co-chairs who are going to stay aboard and help her. Karen will have a model, so we will have just as good of a convention next year. Spread the message. Spread the message. Because if you're here, there's hope. If you're here, there's recovery. Please. And thank you for allowing me to be of service, because I truly am but just a trusted servant.
Okay, I just want to say that just it has been said over and over by every speaker that you've heard today that what you give to the program, you get back. And and somehow the larger the service, the more you get back. It's just been, I just have to tell you, it has been an amazing God shot for me, this not just this weekend, but almost throughout the entire, well, especially the last 6 months before coming to program, because every time there was some crisis, something that was going wrong, that wasn't what we planned, you know, God stepped in. Every time. And it started coming, you know, it was just like one a day, and then two a day, and then this weekend it's been like six a day, you know. Finally, you have to just say, let go, let God, because God's in charge. And so, I mean, people have said, Karen, you're not stressed. And I am not stressed because God's in charge. And, I mean, everybody has proved that to me over and over and over again. So I really, you know, I have gotten such a tremendous level of awareness. And my program has been ratcheted up to the moon. And, you know, and I have everybody in here to thank, and especially my committee and everybody that I went, what do I do now? So anyway, thank you. And that, I got two little housekeeping things. One is, you got this exit survey. If you want to make this a better convention, please fill out the survey. It's in Spanish on one side, English on the other. There's a box right back there that says exit surveys. Please put that in the box if you haven't done so already. And it doesn't look like too many people have done so. So please, we need it. You don't know what you're doing wrong unless people tell you, you know. So, you know, we'll take any negative comments, too, to make those right. So that's good. Yeah.
If some of us forget, can we mail them in?
Yes. There's not an address, but, you know, just send it to the WSO address, which is on the, you know, the website, seehow.org. And, yes, you can mail it in if you've forgotten. What else was I going to say? Oh, also back there is a little, bookmark kind of a thing that's a reminder of how to add your saying to, yeah, she's holding it up right there. April is holding it up. It's this little thing that says how to make sure your entry gets put in our meditation book that we are making for our program. So please help us make that happen too. So, yeah. Yes.
I'm Jan, the literature committee. I'm Jan, compulsive eater. The reminders, take a few for your groups. If you want, I can email a page to everybody's computer and you can print off for your groups. But these are to remind everyone that we are going to need like 1,500 submissions for to be able to make the meditation book. Thank you very much.
Wow, that's a goal. 1,500. Okay, you guys, write three, everyone. Okay, so I've kind of given you a little bit of what, you know, the new level of awareness I have gotten through this convention, and it's huge, but I want to hear from you, and all of us would like to hear from you what your new level of awareness is from this wonderful weekend that everybody worked on so hard, and all the love and sharing that we've had. So please, the mic is open to come up and tell us your new level of awareness. But we have to kind of, well, let's cut it down to 2 minutes per pitch. And could somebody be our timer? Has anybody got a watch that could do the timing?
She wanted to thank somebody. And I can translate it for
her. Okay. My name is Lupita, and I came from Mexico. I'm in the committee, and I wanted to give a special thanks to the people who were translating behind in the background. Thank you very much. And we're very grateful for everyone that participated in all the workshops. Thank you. Our love and our appreciation to everybody.
You may keep the lanyards. You know, don't worry. We want you to remind yourselves and everybody that you run into. They're going to say, what does CEA mean? So please, okay, are you ready to come up and share? Wonderful. Line up for sharing. Yes, good idea. So just line up here. Okay, you're going to line up here, and you're going to walk around and get back to your seats that way. So this is where the line starts. 2 minutes only, I think, to hopefully more people can share. Pardon me? No, we're not being taped now, are we? Are we being taped? We are being taped. Okay, so do not, please go sit back down if you don't want to be on the tape. It's okay, we're all loving, supporting.
Hi, I'm Gwen. I'm a grateful compulsive overeater. I've been with CEA HAL for 2 years in May, and I am a sponsee, and I've lost 73 pounds, but in the last 3 months, I've been messing around, and I've gained 15 of those pounds back. And it's been a real struggle when I came here. But this is my first time at a convention, and five of us came from Fresno. We had just heard about you. And this has been the most inspiring to me. It has been wonderful. I want to thank every one of you. Ray Z, we listened to one of your tapes before we came, and what a blessing you've been to our whole group. Our whole group, there's very little abstinence. And so I'm going back so motivated that we're going to turn Fresno upside down, I'm sure. Thank you, all of you, so much. I want to thank the salsa people because I'm learning to swing.
Hi, I'm Cheryl, recovering compulsive eater. Really, really grateful to be here. Grateful for the phone bridge. I am a phone bridger. I don't have on my bandana, but I just want to identify with the phone bridge people. My new level of experience is facing fears. I'm scared to death right now to even just be up here. And every time it's time for me to do anything, there's this level of fear that comes up, and I have to let it go, trust that no matter what, I'm facing, God is with me. He's going to always be there with me, my higher power. He's going to give me the strength, courage, and wisdom in order to get through it. And this has just been an awesome experience. I'm so grateful for all the workshops and all the speakers, and thank you for making this available on the website for all of us. Anyone that would like to learn the Michael Jackson Thriller dance, I am a... Thank you. I am available to teach it, whether you're, I can connect you if you can't, if we can't meet face to face. I can give you the connections in your area. My email address is tizyart, T-I-Z-Z-Y-A-R-R-T at yahoo.com. Oh, gosh. It's a great workout, and I break it down piece by piece so you don't have to be fearful to learn that dance. So thank you for allowing me to share.
Good morning. My name is Claudette. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. And I was sent to my room this morning to write, so I'd like to share what I wrote. What is the sadness that I feel deep down in my soul? What is it that's tugging at my joy? What is about to unfold? When I've had these feelings in the past, there were events I had to face, events of sorrow, events of pain, events that left a bitter taste. I want to cry, but I hold back. I can't seem to let the tears flow. Don't understand what's going on. Why do I deny my feelings so? What in the hell do I have to do to rid myself of this pain? Why can't I practice what I know and my serenity regain? This has been a great experience. I think the pain is that I know that it's just a little while now, and from this setting, I'll have to go. I don't want to go home. I don't want to return to the responsibility of all that is always required of me. I didn't sign up for all of this. I'm tired. I'm weary. I'm worn. I hate the way he talks to me, even though his condition is known. I hate this feeling. It's much too hard to show that I'm joyful and free. I'm in pain here. Is this self-pity? How can I get serenity? Why do I feel sad even to own what I'm feeling inside? Until I stopped compulsive overeating, all my feelings were as if they had died. But now, it's so painful to go through these feelings without my drug of choice. But when I choose to be abstinent, it gives my pen a voice. So that's why I write, even though I don't really want to. I've learned that writing will help me through the struggle, the temptation, and the pain. So let's keep on writing, you guys, and let's all those promises regain.
Judy K., Grateful Compulsive Eater. I don't know if you heard this woman sing at the talent show, but she has quite a gift. What I wanted to share about is service at the convention. And this is, since Suzanne is going to be chair next year, I just wanted to tell you how much I learned from being chair. When Karen asked me to be entertainment chair, I thought, well, that'll be fun, and I prayed, and I got a yes, and I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't know what I was in for. But I learned so much, and I want to encourage all of you, because I was truly afraid, and every step of the way things would happen, and I would think, oh my God, I have no idea how to do that. And then someone would step in and said, I could help with that. Because, I mean, I might know about entertainment. I know nothing about equipment, PA systems, all this stuff. And the whole experience has taught me so much about trusting my higher power every inch of the way. And I'm so grateful that I had that opportunity, because at times I thought, you know, God, I'm not equipped at this, you know. And I would call Karen, and she was wonderful. She'd say, no, none of us know what we're doing, and we're going to do this step by step, and it's going to all work out okay. And in her humility, she inspired me, because I'm such a perfectionist, to just keep going, make mistakes, pray about it. And it's been so healing, because I come from a family where I really couldn't trust. And so here I am working with all these people, and most of them I didn't know. You know, people from California, people from here, people from there. And then I get here and I get to love them. I talk to them, I email them. It just taught me, you know, I don't have to trust out there. As long as I trust my higher power and I take each step, then everything will turn out great. So I inspire and really each of you, if you have a feeling to do service, do it, because you will grow so immensely. Thanks.
Very compulsive leader, very, very, very grateful. And I want to share with you that my, you know, a couple of years ago, I went to this convention, and I was all ripped apart, you know, myself, you know, and but talking about service, that's what I did. You know, I get to this convention and ask for help. You know, what can I do here, okay? What can I help, you know? And that really helped me a lot to going through this ripping apart life, okay, with abusing life with husband for almost 30 years. But last night he was here, willing to, you know, help me, support me, and he's very nice. This is really works. And sharing about the song I sing you guys, you know, it really helped. It really is true. You know, I do believe that it's nothing and nobody can keep me away, keep me apart from my higher power, and because of you guys. Thank you very much for being here, and remember what my son say. I forgot. No. I might say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you join us in the whole world will be as one. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Suzanne, and I'm a compulsive eater, and I'm very, very grateful to be here this weekend. I did my first convention last year, and I was pretty down, and I saw that fashion show, and I saw all the recovery in the room, and, you know, I promised myself that, you know, I'm going to come back next year and do that, and it happened for me. But what I didn't realize was that I wasn't doing it for me, you know. And it took me, you know, about a year and a half to figure that out. When I was younger, I, you know, really believed that there could be peace in the world. And I wanted to make that happen. I really, you know, thought that could really happen, you know. But I wanted to be a part of that, but I didn't really know how that was going to happen, because as I got older, I saw there was a lot of unrest and a lot of unpeaceful things. And So I've been on my journey for a long time doing different things. And then I was given a gift of this program with people all around me that love me, that I don't even know them. And but I do, because they're in here. And so I just want to say that I'm very, very grateful to this program. I'm very grateful to the people that came before me that path the way to this happiness. Someone told me just recently that, you know, I'm living the promises, and I do believe that I am. I believe that the promises are coming true for all of us. All we have to do is just, you know, go from that cocoon to the butterfly, and then we just have to fly. And it happens sometimes quickly and sometimes not, but we're all butterflies, you know? And so, fly. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Irish Compulsive Eater. And I came in the program in March of 2002, and last November I had to recommit. And at that point, I was given some words that helped me to keep on keeping on. And they were a message of hope for me. And I wanted to share them. I've been sharing them with several people since that time, and they've helped me. And they might help you, or they might help someone you sponsor. And they come from Ray Z. And she told me, freedom comes at a cost. A slip is not a tragedy. It's just a reminder. You are free from the food, or you would have just gone on and not said anything. Thank you, Ray.
Hi, I'm Becky, a very, very grateful recovering food addict, compulsive eater. Thank you. This is really big for me. Recently, I've gone through some really big stuff in my personal life. As I shared with some people, I don't know if I'm single right now or not. I have to call the courts to find out. So I've recently left a marriage and then quit my six and a half years job last Monday. And coming here, I wasn't planning on coming to convention. But you know, it's always a God thing when flights go down and God says you get to go. And so I'm from Utah, and I booked my flight, and it was only a day or two later that I was asked to speak on a panel here. And I think it's such an interesting thing how God has directed me in my life. And this 12-step work and me sharing my story is going to be my life. My vision is to bring more and more people, carrying the message and bringing and attracting more people to this program and in recovery, because we are all beautiful regardless of what we may think. And this weekend was big for me because it was free falling. You know, I kept thinking, okay, when am I going to prepare what I'm going to say? You know, should I prepare what I should say? Should I think about this? And I even went to a Toastmasters and signed up for Toastmasters last week. Not because of this, but because I'm going to do public speaking for a long time. And, of course, I got there and they're like, well, you need an introduction, you need an ending, you need all this stuff. And, you know, I didn't. You know, I didn't do any of that. I wrote down a couple things, but I came from the heart because I was connected with God. And for me, and some people have asked me, what are you going to do with your job? You know, I don't know. All I know is that God is going to direct me, and that He is going to give me the direction. I only have 24 hours to worry about. And so I'm grateful for this experience that I had today, that I could stand in front of you and share whatever it is that you needed to hear. I didn't have to have an agenda. I didn't have to come knowing what I was going to say. I just could listen to the Spirit, and I could listen to God, and then be a conduit. I'm so grateful for that experience again in my life, to see how God works and through me, and how He allows me these opportunities to be a conduit. So thank you so much for letting me be here today.
Hi, I'm Ann. I was going to say Ann S. I'm Ann B., grateful, recovering, compulsive eater. And the woman who believed in me and urged me to move on is standing up back there, and I just send you my love, Ray. You know, if you don't have someone who's urging you to fly, you know, sometimes butterflies don't know that they're butterflies. The last time they looked in the mirror, they were a caterpillar. You know, they took a little nap and woke up and found they were inside this little box, and they eat their way out, and they didn't know that they were a butterfly. Someone has to kind of give them a little nudge. And so I just want to remind you that each and every one of us is a butterfly. A caterpillar doesn't know it yet, doesn't see it yet, watches the butterflies and wishes that it could get off of the ground. Why can't I see the world from the sky? All I can see is the grass. But when you come to CEA How, you make a commitment to change, to metamorphosis, to recovery. And we become what it is that God planted inside of each and every one of us. And it's always my joy to come back and see the faces again of the people that I've walked with. And I brought with me this year my nephew. His name is Edwin, and he lives in a family that has this disease practicing in it, but he's staying with me, and he's bilingual, so I called him my administrative assistant. Those of you who got a male voice on the phone speaking to you for me, that was my Eduardo. And at home last night, I asked him, so what did you think? And he said, Anne, this was the most amazing experience. I have never seen people be so open about their lives, their pain, their joy, and be so received. He says, you all have the same problem. You all understand each other. You're different. He got it. He got it. He had so much joy from being here. And I wanted to thank the people who worked on the workshops. This was a very different year of workshops. Many, many of our speakers had never spoken at convention before. They had never met each other before. They had never even talked to each other before they sat down at the panel. Those of you who were hostesses and greeters, and some were spontaneous greeters, thank you. And those of you who struggled with the emails that were trying to give the schedule, we will try to figure out how to send those so that they will open. Karen and I are both, we're splinter skilled. That means we don't understand it all the way through. We know how to press the enter button. We're not responsible for what we're sending. What do you mean you can't open it? We opened it for you, you know. So whatever happened to fax machines? It's right there in front of you. But I really want to thank each and every one of you. I did something very special. I asked each person that spoke to speak to their passion. When you're speaking from your passion, it flows, because that's where God is speaking to you. And I really encourage you, if you have a passion and something really spoke to you at this convention, and that's where you would like to serve, put that on your flyer, your exit survey, or place it on a piece of paper and put it in that box. Put your name, your phone number, print out for those of us that are a little older and we reverse things and trouble seeing small print. Put your email address or your phone number really clearly written down, and then you can take the full journey, because the journey for the next convention starts tomorrow. It's over today, and next year starts tomorrow, so travel with us. And the last thing that I would like to ask is, I would like to ask Claudette. It would please us, and it would so please Ray, if you would come up and sing Amazing Grace for us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see through me. Dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace will lead me on. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and fear my, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believe. This is everybody's verse. See how. I once was lost. I once was lost. But now, see how. One more time, we're going to take it up.
Wow. Well, all keep standing. Let's join in a circle and do the third step prayer. Third step, or, well, just join hands, whatever, you know.
You know what I mean. You know the routine. The drill. Exit surveys. Don't leave this room with your exit survey. Give it away. Give it away. You want us to do a better job next year? We need to know what we did.